Title: Swing Extraction from Sampled Loops Advanced. Alright, let's get into one of the most underrated pro skills in drum and bass: stealing feel. Because in DNB, the samples matter, sure, but the pocket is the whole game. That rolling momentum, the slightly late ghost notes, the push-pull hats that sound like they're sprinting and relaxing at the same time, that's timing and velocity. Not just picking the right break. Today you're going to extract swing from a sampled loop and apply it cleanly to your own modern DNB drums inside Ableton Live. And we're going to do it in a way that keeps the groove alive without making your drum sound drunk. We'll cover two approaches. 1. Extract groove into the groove pool, fast and musical. 2. Capture timing and velocity into MIDI, which gives you maximum control when you want to go deep. By the end, you'll have a groove template you can reuse, plus a tight versus loose groove system you can switch in seconds for arrangement energy. Let's set the session up properly first. Set your tempo to typical DNB territory, 172 to 176. I'll assume 174. Now go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch. If you work with lots of breaks, I recommend turning Auto Warp Long Samples off, because Ableton can make some creative guesses. Then set your default warp mode for drums to beats. Create three tracks: one audio track called Reference Loop, one MIDI track called DNB Drum Rack, and optionally, another MIDI track called Ghost or Top Layer. That one is for when you want to groove hats and ghosts differently from your kick and snare. And yes, you do. Trust me. Now step 1. Choose and warp a loop the right way. Pick a loop that has groove you actually want to inherit. Jungle breaks, funky top loops, percussion shuffles, anything with interesting 16th note behavior. In DNB, a good loop is basically the timing teacher. Drop it on the reference loop track, open the clip, turn warp on, set warp mode to beats, preserve should be transients, and turn transient loop mode off. The reason is simple: you want clear transient timing without live doing extra slicing behavior that can confuse the feel. Now find the real downbeat. Not the first sound necessarily, the first actual one, where the bar truly starts. Right-click that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then set the clip length accurately. Drag the loop brace so it's exactly one bar or two bars, whatever it really is. Don't guess. If your bar length is wrong, your groove extraction will be wrong in a way that's hard to diagnose later. Now here's the most important mindset: do minimal correction. If you perfectly grid the loop, you destroy the exact timing you're trying to steal. So instead, your job is to make the bar lines land correctly, but keep the internal human movement. If the loop drifts so the bar line slips, fix that. If a snare is late in a beautiful way, leave it late. That's the magic. Also, quick coach note: if your loop has flammy, smeared transients, Ableton may detect them inconsistently. Before you extract groove, zoom in and look for warp markers causing weird micro zigzags. Remove the ones that are forcing a natural time stretching. Keep the bar stable, but let the inside be loose. Cool. Step 2. Extract groove into the groove pool. In the clip view, look for the groove chooser, down in the clip area. Click it, then click Extract Groove. Now open the groove pool. Shortcut is Command-Option-G on Mac, Control-Alt-G on Windows. You'll see a new groove named after the clip. Click it so you can see the parameters. Let's set some starting points for rolling DNB. Bass is usually 1/16. That's the resolution of the groove grid it's using. Sometimes you'll try 1/82, especially if the loop has more of a halftime shuffle vibe. And I want you to actually test that. Duplicate the groove and compare bass 1/16 versus 1/8. It can completely change what feels like roll. Quantize: start low. Think 0 to 20%. Quantize here doesn't mean normal quantize. Is how strongly this groove imposes its structure. Low quantize keeps the loop's personality. Higher quantize can make it feel more forced. Timing: try 40 to 80%. In modern DNB, 50 to 60 is often plenty. 80 can be sick on hats, but it can also make things sloppy fast if you apply it to the wrong elements. Velocity: try 10 to 35%. This matters more than people think. Swing isn't just offsets, it's also accents. Velocity is half of roll. Random: keep it tiny, 0 to 5% max. DNB still needs that machine-level stability underneath. And keep global groove amount at 100% for now. We can back it off later. Now do a really practical teacher move: right-click the groove in the groove pool and duplicate it twice. Call one groove a tight. Set timing around 45%. Velocity around 15. Call the other groove B loose. Set timing around 70%. Velocity around 25. You've just built an arrangement tool. Later you'll use tight for intros and verses, loose for drops, and it'll feel like the track opens up without you changing the pattern. Before we apply it, one more coach trick that saves a lot of headaches: extract from tops only when possible. If your reference loop has huge kicks and snares, the groove extraction can overweight the backbeat timing. That means your main snare might start moving around, and your whole track loses authority. So duplicate the reference loop track. On the duplicate, add EQ8 and high pass aggressively, like 250 to 500 Hz, sometimes even higher. You're basically isolating hats, air, and chatter. Extract groove from that tops-only clip instead. Now you're capturing microlate hat DNA without inheriting heavy anchor drum timing. This is a big deal for modern clean DNB. Okay, step 3. Apply the extracted swing to your DNB drums. Build a drum rock on your MIDI track with a classic layout: kick, snare, closed hat, open hat, and a ghost snare or rim. The exact MIDI notes don't matter, just be consistent. Program a clean pattern first. Think of this as your neutral robot beat. Kick on 1, may beat another kick in the second half depending on your vibe. Snare on 2 and 4. Hats can be straight 16ths or offbeats, whichever style you're doing. Now select your MIDI clip. In clip view, choose your extracted groove in the groove chooser. And here's a key point: don't commit yet. Applying groove without committing is non-destructive. That means you can audition groove a tight, then groove B loose, then a different groove entirely, without permanently moving your notes. Now, when it starts to feel good, do not just slam the same groove onto the entire drum rack and call it done. In DNB, we use a hierarchy for micro timing. Most allowed to move: closed hats, rides, small percussion, ghost notes. Allowed to move a bit: secondary snares, fills, occasional kicks. Usually keep stable: main snare, and the first kick of the bar. So here's an advanced workflow that instantly sounds more pro. Split your drums into layers. Keep kick and main snare on one MIDI track or clip, with little groove or none. Put hats and percussion on another, with more groove. Put ghosts on another, with moderate groove and more velocity shaping. That way your anchors hit like a machine, while your tops roll like a drummer. Now option B, committing the groove. Commit is for when you're ready to surgically edit, or resample, or you want the groove to become real notes that you can tweak. So once you're happy, commit the groove on, say, the hats clip first, not necessarily the kick and snare. After committing, zoom in and do micro edits with intention. If your main snare lost impact because it got pulled late, nudge it closer to grid. Keep that backbeat confident. Let the hats be the ones that dance around it. Also, remember, groove is two things in live. It's an offset curve and an accent map. Sometimes you want timing from the loop, but your own modern velocity logic, because modern hats often need more consistent top end. So try this: timing high, velocity low, then you do your own accenting manually or with velocity tools. Now step 4. Extract swing from audio into MIDI for maximum control. This is for when you want the rhythm and feel of the loop but none of its tone. Right-click the audio loop and choose Convert Drums to New MIDI Track. Ableton will generate a MIDI clip approximating the rhythm. It won't be perfect, but it's a goldmine for timing ideas. From here you can do two things. You can extract groove from that MIDI clip like before, or you can literally steal timing. Copy just the hats or ghost note lanes into your own drum rack pattern. A very DNB-specific workflow: convert, then keep only the hat lane timing, and drive your own clean hat samples with it. That's how you get the old break movement with modern sonics. Step 5. Tighten while keeping swing. This is the modern balance. Once you've got a vibe, you'll probably think, this feels cool but it's not hitting hard enough. That's normal. Groove can soften the perception of transience. So tighten strategically. If your snare feels weak, don't immediately remove swing everywhere. First, stabilize the snare. Keep it consistent, often velocity 110 to 127 depending on your kit. If it moves too far, nudge it. If the groove feels too wobbly, increase groove pull quantize slightly. Not to make it straight, just to reduce the drunkenness. Then use processing to make swing read clearly. On your drum group, drum bus is great. Add a bit of drive, tune boom to the track if you use it, and add a touch of transience if you need snap. On hats and percussion, a saturator with soft clipping can bring presence back after groove pushes things late. The trick is light drive, not frying it. And an underrated detail: if you sidechain hats too hard to kick and snare, you can erase the groove cues. Duck the tail. not the transient. Use a slightly slower attack so the hat front edge survives. That's where the swing is perceived. Sound design bonus that makes velocity groove way more audible. Put hats in simpler, classic mode, and map velocity to filter a little. Higher velocity opens the filter slightly. Now accents aren't just louder, they're brighter, which reads instantly in a busy DNB mix. Another bonus. Layer your hats into tick and body. Tick layer is super short, clicky, high-passed. Body layer is wider and longer. Apply more groove to the tick, less to the body. You get swing clarity without the wash turning messy. Step 6. Turn groove into arrangement energy. This is where it stops being a technique and becomes a weapon. Common pro move. Verses and intros. Tighter hats. Less swing. More tension. Drop. Same pattern, but looser groove and more velocity movement. Instant roll. Use those two grooves you made earlier. Duplicate your hat clip. Assign groove it tight to the verse hats. Assign groove be loose to the drop hats. You can even automate global groove amount. Verse might sit around 60 to 80%. Drop might push 90 to 120. And yes, above 100 can work if your anchors are stable. You can also do call and response. Keep one element dead straight, like a clap layer or a ride, while hats are swung. Then swap roles in the second half. That contrast makes the groove feel intentional, not accidental. One more spicy advanced variation. Push hats versus laid-back hats. Make two hat clips with identical notes. Clip A, normal groove. Clip B, same groove. Then nudge the entire clip a few milliseconds early using track delay or note nudge. Alternate every 2 or 4 bars. It creates motion without changing the pattern. And if you want superhuman ghost behavior, try the shadow lane technique. Duplicate the ghost snare lane. On the duplicate, keep only the quietest ghost hits. Apply more groove, maybe at a different bass like 1/8. Low pass it and tuck it in. It sounds like a drummer's inconsistent left hand, but your main groove stays clean. Now quick warning section, because these are the mistakes that waste hours. Don't overwarp the reference loop. If you grid it perfectly, you've erased the thing you wanted. This audio version is shortened for playback.